Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And hello, everybody. This is David Masters, and my dad had a little time out here, so I'm going to talk until he gets back. One of the things that's important to keep in mind, you know, for the future is that if you are a person who has listened to this program and you've gained benefit from it and you've passed that along to other people, there is a domino effect of healing that takes place once one person, all it takes is one person to get better. So even if you're living in a relationship with somebody who isn't like you, let's say you're different, and you've awakened and the other person hasn't, even if you just stay the person that you are and don't let things pull you down and rob you of your awareness, and don't feed the frustration of the other person, just watch it and allow them to go through it. By doing that, you'll actually eventually free them. So, okay, so here comes my dad, and put you back on. All right, he's putting his earphones on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to alert the media. Okay, here we go. Okay, here he is.
Okay, we're going to take a caller.
We just did. I got one. I'm going to screen.
Oh, we just finished with Ronnie, haven't we? I thought there was another one. Just okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, I had to leave for a few minutes. For you know what. I'm glad to be back. If you'd like to call me, 800-866-8883. We have another caller on the line, so I'll just wait a few minutes and introduce myself to those of you who are not familiar with me. If I may be as bold and braggadocious, I hope so, but I've got to say it. I know how to cure you of everything. Not just one thing, but just everything. Because if you could find what it means to be still and know, and the stillness bringing you to the knowing, without knowing why you know. Did you hear me? Did you hear that? Did that puzzle you a little bit? Let me give you a phone number. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. And call me Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. at West Coast time to 9 p.m. That's when we do the program. Actually, I only do about 2 hours of that in one of them. You know, but don't get too many calls. I know the reason why you don't get too many calls. The gentleman that would just finish speaking to me in the end of the first hour was intelligent. And I find that in America, same as Israel, when the prophets were in the marketplace, you know, warning them about their behaviors, and they were killing the prophets in the marketplace. And I think that he goes back to God and says, he says, but look, they're killing the prophets. We're trying to do what you want. And you know, there's not many of us. So I just came back. He says, go back. Do what I ask you to do. Because I have 7,000 you know nothing about. And 7,000 people is not many people in Israel. It was, you know, God knows how many millions of people there were. And God knows how many millions of people are here that can't hear me. And all they can hear is the devil. And he's your president. He's giving you a sense of worthless worth. And he's intimidating you by doing nothing. He's not doing it. He's not hurting you, you know, not visibly. He's just like the husband who has lots of friends, and he has work, and he gets an income, and he spends all his money on his rotten friends, and the house, the roof is leaking, and the kids go hungry and starving. And that's what he does. He doesn't have anything to do with anything to bring you down. Just sit there and make excuses for everything when you know it's wrong. He just lies all the time. and he's got a huge orchestra called the media. The mainstream media, nothing else but a big, dangerous pack of lies. And treacherous. Treacherous. You know, I'm not saying this with anger because you haven't heard from me for 50 years because you only heard that I was a bad guy. And nothing of the sort. They're the bad guys. They have taken you down. They call good people evil and evil people good. And they help to elect this person. God, have mercy on your souls.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, in the last hour, I spoke about, you know, radicalization of one of those, if you can call him a man, that took part in murdering those 14 people and injuring 28. And there's a woman that is suspected in being radicalize him. But there's got to be something about a person that you, in America, you can radicalize. And it's got to be a proclivity to evil. Yes. You know, a person who has been violated as a child. As a matter of fact, to make a point here, if we had teachers who were virtuous, which we don't, The unions are not virtuous. They're mostly communists. But you can't blame them because they came from families and circumstances that caused them to be that way. So you only may have only a few communist teachers in the beginning. And if I was, I'm expert in hypnosis. Expert. I mean, double expert. But I know hypnosis to be cannot cure anything. It's the problem. And the problem is that you're born and into a culture. And if you're born in, you cannot help by being born into a culture whose mother and father was born into a culture also. And if you look back at the great-grandmother, she was born into a culture. And if you go back to her great-grandma, who was the chief cook and bottle washer in the house and ran everything, so and so forth, if you go back in time, women are always the same and men are always weak for women or bullies for them, so on and so forth. But if you go back, your mother and father, your grandmother, grandfather, every person is born into a culture, see, from the very beginning, a world that we can't help but be subject to, a world where spirits lurk, you know, and especially in people, because the spirits of Paradise Lost, that which spoke to Eve, see, is what is in every woman ever born. And the good woman knows that. The sensible, intelligent one knows how to evaluate men and to not marry until she's found one that can say no to her. No, you cannot eat the forbidden fruit. You can't spend money on this or that. Oh, but we're married, I can do it. No, you cannot. I'm the head of the home. And I make the decisions. You can advise me, and you can persuade me, and give me your ideas. You have the ability to put your ear to the ground, and you can transfer what you hear in the world, and because you're more worldly than I am. Men are more, whether you like it or not, men are more intuitive than women. But women have the ability to recognize intuition and to want to destroy it or to love it. Since most men are born of women, and most men are angry and impatient and carnal and sexual and feeble, looking for approval from mama, see, then all you're doing is, you know, instead of falling in love, you're falling from what love is all about into the woman, and what's in her comes into you. And therefore you have a duo. You have a cell, and this is a cell. No, I don't know how to use the word cell. It's the best way where it comes to my mind. Like a cell of a body. It's two parts of the same thing, and one can't live without the other. See, it's like two particles, you know, in dark matter, you know, coming together to form one a new thing. I won't go into physics right now. But maybe that's not a great, you know, choice of words. But when you get into something, it gets into you. And when it gets into you, you can't help but fall from grace. So something unholy sits, I always use these words, sits unholy in the place of the holy. It sits there inside you in place of what you left behind by being born into culture. Culture gets inside you. The spirit of culture gets inside you. And you may not get it till you're 2 or 3 years old, but you can see it about your mom and dad. They cannot see themselves doing it to you. They could be trying to push you and will you and take your freedom away and then be proud of you. See, having created you like, you know, and you looking towards them because they made you. And you shouldn't be made by anybody, except you need to be remade by from God. Now, what I mean by that, if you have anxiety, you fit in that category. Can't help yourself. You're born into culture. And America is the most beautiful culture it's ever been, but it still wasn't beautiful. It was never going to be good enough. It was still a culture. You needed, the Jewish people need the Ten Commandments, and then some. And you need the Constitution. You shouldn't need the Constitution. A real civilization does not need shouldn't need anything except people in the business of making armies and fixing roads and things like that. So you have a noble system like what we have. The system that we fought for, George Washington and all the rest, it fought against the evil of Europe, because Europe is simply a steaming mass of filth and decadence. And England was too at a certain time. And the noblemen, and I know it weren't perfect, but noble enough to know what was right and wrong, created the Constitution. And but now fast forward, look at yourself now. You have let the hard fought for civil wars against King George, everything, all of that, you've let it go. And what you got is a dictator. You'll see. And now we come back to the principle. He is risen to the occasion of your decadence. Obama has risen to the cry of your decadence. Not all of you, but it will eventually get all of you, because he's got enough of them working for him. He's rising like a dope addict to the pushovers. And the pushovers will die for the pusher. They will die for their Hitler. They will die for the sociopath that is in the White House. They will die for that. And he can turn them against you. And you see it with the policeman and, you know, make toast of the egg and toast of the policeman, whatever it is they say. But intimidating the police and all kinds of things, so all hell's going to break loose. Policemen lose their nerve and decide they go home. When it really happens, they all go home and take care of their wives, and you're left to fight for yourself. It's all been arranged ahead of time, don't you see? And it took a little while to get a communist into power. Several elections and several liberal presidents that slowly but surely leave the door open so that the bad guys sit on the doorsteps of the women, see, and encourage them to be worse than they really are, if you know what I mean, when I'm saying more difficult. And so you have divorces, and then you have no-fault divorces, and then the men run around with not knowing how, not being able to fulfill their life as a father, and the children don't have a father, and the women can't make a living really for the most part, except for the government. So that's where they work. They're working on the women, just like the dark side of Eve was working on Eve, and she seduced Adam, and Adam makes the excuse. Now, the evidence that I'm telling you the truth is your excuses. How many of you make excuses? Now, I'm a professional hypnotist, but not anymore, because I know hypnosis is sin. But I'm glad I've got that skill, because I understand the evil. I understand it and can beat it. Not if I'm Hitler Germany, because they just shoot me. But right now, I can still say what I need to say. And I put my life in, well, I can't find the words, at stake. Yeah, at speaking in a country that has the right to free speech. But free speech is disappearing. You've got something called political correctness. That's a hypnotic state.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8888.
What's going on here? Okay, it's a little bit...
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Okay, is that okay? You're listening to Roy Masters? Yes, you are. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Where are you coming from? All right. The robot likes me. Okay. Okay. So, yes, seeking my approval. He's not. I don't give people some approval. Only when they give me money. Anyway. So, where was I? So, I need to make ask you for your graciousness over 30, 40, 50 years. That's 50 years now. I've been helping people over the airways discover a better way of going forward. And that one leads to peace and sanity through a proper relationship with their creator, you know, through his only son. He hopes that you have more sons and daughters. You see, this Christmas, I like to be the distributor of that which happens to you. The engineer, the one that through which it comes, it would be my honor. And I've done this some a lot of many years, not taking the credit to myself, but I always say you must not put me on a pedestal. You must just simply know what I'm saying is true, and it's difficult to get under your skin. It tends to get under your skin, and you tend to want to resent me. And that resentment produces one of two penalties. The penalty for heaven, which is not a penalty, but I had to use the word penalty because I didn't have two words to say these two different things. The consequence of loving what I'm saying, if it's true, and I'm saying where I'm coming from, and if I make the point over and over again that you're born into sin, you're born into a hypnotic state, into the hypnotic states of America. I have a book called The Hypnotic States of Americans, and you need to buy a copy of that, but you won't. You know, it used to be I'd be able to sell, you know, 500 books on one station on Monday morning. But because the media took me on, and you can read on it wherever you go, Roy Masters is not what they say he is. I'm dangerous to the media. I'm dangerous to the communists that rule your country. And I'm dangerous to you who do not speak up for yourself as men and women of America. You're just about to, you can just be, just got time to be free to speak up and out, throw out this man. All right, so, well, all I want to say to you here, ladies and gentlemen, please, I think I'll just skip my commercial, if you don't mind. I've said it, you know, well, I say I need some money, and $19.95 a month would be nice if you would consider donating that. Thank you. Or more. And you can go to my website, FHU.com, and we need to achieve, in this Christmas season, $655,000. You know, it has to be achieved for the foundation of human understanding to move forward just a little bit. If I had some rich millionaire and give me a $50 million or $30 million or $20 million, like people give lots of money away to different people and groups of people for dogs and things like that. You know how it is. So if somebody did that to me, I could help save this country. I could help, really help. You know, our network, Talk Radio Network, before it was demolished to a certain degree, saved America from Bush's opponent. What was his name? Bush's opponent. Anyway, you got President Bush instead of the scumbag the other guy was. I mean, the other guy was just a snake. Can you just tell me who that was, David? You know, you may have a better memory than I have. It's more than 8 years old. It's more than 8 years old. It's 16 years ago, isn't it? It's better that. So I can't remember it, but you know who it is. And Talk Radio Network saved the day. Otherwise, you had the scumbag, and you had a decent guy. And it's very bad now, because you made a mistake twice. You know the old saying, you fool me once, you know, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. It's you've done yourself in, and the media has helped you. The lying media has created all this and cut me out for 50 years. And it's time for me. I am not angry, I'm not upset. Not disturbed, I got stronger and stronger, lived a good life, and it's all coming back. I'm coming back with a ferocity, a fullness of understanding of life, and I want to share it with you. I want to share it with you. The 800, if you want to call, 800-866-8883, that you ladies may not like what I said about ladies, about being... well, difficult, and the extension of Paradise Lost, and you can't help it, but the best of you can recognize what you need as a man, but there are hardly any good men. This percentage is okay. There's a certain percentage, yes, you have married to a good man, I get it. But the chances are most of you haven't. Most of you are shacking up. And most of you is a result of not having virtue or drug with almost anything you can imagine. And that is where the dark side will rise and multiply itself. Like people on welfare, where women are caught in the inner cities and usually run by Democrats. How the hell they get there with black Americans and demoralizing them and turning young women into, excuse the expression, turning them, not that they are, into producing babies and giving and rewarding them for doing that. Yeah, and introducing children into a world that there's no way home. No way. And this kind of thing, this kind of shacking up and having sex and killing babies in the mother's womb and then being born and whole and being cut up in little pieces sounds like Hitler Germany to me. And there's still not a new there's no hue and cry. See, no hue and cry. You're afraid if you stand up against homosexuals. You're afraid you stand up against this women's organization. You're against women, and then you're prejudiced, and you know all that stuff. But you really need to speak with one voice. You got a president who doesn't obey the law, and creates his own laws until everybody making so many laws that you can't help but to be a criminal. You can't keep all those laws. You haven't got a leg to stand on. Something terrible is about to happen. And I know where I just sort of went off to the side and spoke about this, but it needs to be said. And for this reason, and I just want to come back to my point then. I can show you how to listen, just this one thing. I can assure you, that if you have a good heart towards me and where I'm coming from, I can guarantee to you, in my 55 years on the radio, that I have learned what Jesus discovered, what he is and who he is and how he operates through human beings and me, yours truly, and how you long for him, you Christians, but you're so weak as Christians. You got your present dictator saying this is not a Christian nation anymore. How dare he do that? This is a Christian nation. What the hell is he talking about? And why aren't you standing up instead of nodding your head and giving yourself the elbow? Giving somebody the elbow, you know, that kind of thing you do, and look funny at each other, then go about your business. This is a reason for you to stand up, but you don't. You're not Christian enough. This Jewish boy here talking to you didn't have to change his religion to believe in Jesus, because he's still Jewish, isn't he? He was born Jewish and died Jewish. That's why it means that salvation is from the Jews. That's it. It's him. I get it. Jewish people need to get that too, and get rid of their rabbis, and you need to get rid of your preachers. You need to get rid of all of them, and listen to what I have to say, so you can listen to your heart, see, so you can see clearly. You know, you have addiction to almost everything because you're born in sin. You're born into a culture and it owns you. Every culture owes you. It will not give you freedom. It will give you all you can have is conformity to the day you go to school. And there's a reason why I eschewed education. I shooed it away. And now I'm speaking to you from my heart and do my physics from my heart. And so I want you to listen to what I have to say. I want you to go to my website, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and support my work, by the way, at fhu.com/donate. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology, which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax-deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
They were receiving quite a number of packages, and they were also working a lot in the garage. And I guess she didn't do anything. It sounds like she didn't do anything about it. She didn't want to do any kind of racial profiling. So she's like, I didn't call it in, you know, because I just didn't want to. Maybe it's just me thinking something that's not there.
Yeah, and all these people are dead because they're afraid of being called a racist. There you are. All I had to do is speak up, and that wouldn't happen. Just one person, that's all. Now, you see, you'd be surprised. When you speak up, you know, you have to learn to stop being made afraid. That's what ISIS is doing right now. The the terrorists have will not stop. But what they're doing is to sow fear into you. But fear is already there, see, through your schooling and your conditioning. You're afraid to speak up because you may lose your job. Freaking well lose your job! But what I'm saying is you can speak in a discreet way with confidence and wisdom. And if they throw you out, you know you're in the wrong place. But if you don't get thrown out, you may be in that place forever and other places forever and ever. And then you'll be in another place, you know, where you can't come back from. Life is simple. You see it, it's right, you do it. And you don't think of the consequence to you. It's got to be done. Look at these people looking at these men, people, getting ready to murder somebody, and they suspect it. They can see it. But I don't want to be called a racist. They don't want to be sued either. But the point is, yes, the government itself. So what are we going to do? Why am I sitting here talking to you? Because I've said some hard things about women and men. Most men are just sucked into the women and then blown out, you know, just depending on how fierce she is. There's never going to be any relationship, any future, because you could bring children into the world with that kind of background. And the background goes all the way back to Paradise Lost. Eve needs to have the hell loved out of her, every decent woman, looking for the man that loves the hell out of her. And that isn't sex. It is what love is, courtship. What love is, waiting. See, being gracious, kind, not for anything, but just because how else would I do it? That's all. And kindness that you wouldn't even know you were doing. You won't know you are being kind to this lady. Let me make a simple point. So you go to Las Vegas and a prostitute accosts you. And she seems like a nice person. Let me just make up something. And the gentleman she approaches is a gentleman. And he's got nothing else to do that day. Why don't you go have a cup of coffee with me? See? So she thinks she's going to, you know, get somebody. But she's going to get something different. She sits down, you sit down, and you have a lunch, and he talks. And where he's coming from is different from all other men. And guess what you think would happen to her? What do you think would happen to her? When you listen to me, some of you who appreciate absolute truths, see, I deal in absolutes, and I'm absolutely sure. And I say it over and over again, and if you don't hear it right, then please call me and say, "You, this is not correct, and maybe I didn't say it correctly, so you give me a chance to correct it." Or you can just sit quietly and say nothing and get angry. Let me just show you the difference between the one that gives in to the prostitute and the one that is gracious, say, you know, starts to talk about her life a little bit. You know, how's your dad? Well, my dad was a preacher, and he pushed us into Christianity, and he was cruel to us, but he had a face towards the to his parishioners. Yeah, you see, that's it. And pretty soon, and they get up and they shake hands, and you guys says goodbye. Nice meeting you. That would change the whole life of a person. I've done that, not with prostitutes, I don't know, but I've done that, similar things like that. Some of you are that way too. Many of you listen to my program, and just by letting me speak and be gracious to you, and not argue. Now, I am this time of the year asking for support and money. We do need $550,000 for the, you know, it's just a third of what we need. But the point is, I'm not normally asking for anything. I have difficulty asking for support. And somebody has to do that for me. So this time of the year, let me just say that while I'm on the subject, please support the foundation so I can get lots of stations and talk to you people who are broken. Just like the prostitute is broken. And ladies, have you prostituted yourself? Have you given yourself to get something? And you didn't get it? All you got was a wicked old man, a dirty old man, and a weak man? It's not much different. If he doesn't love you and wait for you and be gracious to you and love you and not expect you to give him sex because he loves you and he falls all over you and he wants something from you and you give it to him and you see where I'm going with that, don't you? Well, that's something you have to learn when you get married, because most people don't do that. They don't court. They don't give time. I'm married in 2 weeks. I don't know what happened to me, but I've been married 64 years. And she's just beginning to see the other person inside her. And it's a nice one, but it's kind of stuck there. Because she's kept it at bay for lots of reasons, which I'm not going to be bothered to talk about. It's my thing. And she's got sickness because of it. And I'm going to help her. I'm going to stay with it until she's better. And I'd like to stay with you, because you are also broken. You drink so much, you have anxiety. And I can see you saying to yourself this year, all I want for Christmas is my sanity back. Yes, all I want for Christmas is my sanity back. Please help me. I have anxiety, I have drugs, I got my family's broken. Heck, when I fix that, I can show you how to do that. See, I don't want to live with anxiety anymore. I want to, why do I have cancer? Why do I have thyroid problems? That's all can be easily fixed. Easy. All you need is to stop judging, yes, or making excuses for yourself. In the beginning of my broadcast, I said, everybody who makes an excuse is guaranteed to have someone or some person, something inside them or inside others to cause you to act against your common sense. And you didn't see it coming. And all you did is hate the person and judge him, and then you get sick. Or you hate the person and you become like him. Or you hate the person and you suppress those thoughts. And you marry to it, and you sort of suppress it, and then you start to die from every kind of disease you can think of. And if you have anxiety, it is the telltale, the beginning and end of your life. Your life begins to fall apart, and suicide is expanding here in the country. There's 40,000 people every 6 months commit suicide. What for? We could discuss those things, but nobody wants to discuss these things. I have one call today. All I can do is babble and hoping that it strikes you. And if you disagree, you can call me. If you agree, you may want to agree with me more. Say, but tell me more about this. Tell me more what you mean about, you know, your emotions are your enemy, and that temptation is hypnotic. Is it? Would you remember I started the program with that? In case you didn't hear the beginning of the first hour, I said I'm a professional hypnotist, used to be. I don't know if I'm a preacher now. I don't know who I am. I just know that I have your Christ that you speak about, you Christians speak about. I have him in me. And I had him in me ever since I was a kid and didn't know it. And it took me up to about 35 years old to say, how is it I get through all these things? Nothing touches me. Oh, that's who you are. That's how I discovered him. Because the preachers around me, they like what I'm saying. Many of them like what I'm saying in those days, before the media got hold of this. And they would say, you know, you're saying all these things. How do you know about, you know, the Bible? I said, I don't read it much at all. But I am it. Because Jesus was the scripture. Yeah, but he didn't have to learn it from verse and chapter. The devil could also, he knows all about scripture, and so he can argue any point he wants and seduce you. And so you've got to be very careful by going, who's going to teach you? Because Jesus said very clearly, and this is Christmas time, it's worth saying, he says, you have no need for anyone to teach you. Know you not that you're the temple of the living God, and the Spirit that will teach you, I'm adding something to it, you know, is within you. He told his scribes, not scribes, his following. Can't think of the apostles, yes, thank you. He told the apostles, you have to go, and you don't understand me now, but I'll send the Holy Spirit, and he will explain that to you. What's he sending? It's the spot. The apostles, when they became activated, when the spirit of salvation activated. See, they were began to speak as him, and write letters to each other that were magnificent. That became scripture to you. They're just letters, but they're remarkable for fishermen. And the only one with an education hung himself. So you are. And see, these people are revered and loved. And you need to be an apostle. You need to have an intuitive self. You see that, in other words, you need to learn the scripture, so to speak. Not exactly. You need to discover things, you know, but just by not making excuses. If you stop making excuses, then you start to see what's controlling you. If you see, making excuses is guaranteed that you've been manipulated and you don't see it. And you don't want to see it, hence the excuse. One excuse onto another becomes culture. And the only culture that is worth anything, America's close to it, it was, but now it came here, but it isn't now. It's not worth thinker's cuss right now. Unless you wake up, of course, because I have the right to stand. And let me just go into this, otherwise I'd be babbling on in another direction. There's only one constitution. That's divine. In other words, there's only one culture you should find. The culture of Paradise Lost. In other words, whatever happened, what spoke to Adam is what would be the culture. It would be the culture that nobody would need anyone to teach them, because you'd be intuitive. You would know without knowing why you know. And that ability children have when they're born, you have it when you're born, except it got muddled up with all your emotions and your conformity and your conflict with it. Because the minute you start coming into the world, then you're meeting people in the world who have been thoroughly been corrupted, including a mother and father. And it's most likely your mother and father that screws you. Not that you should hate them. He says, honor your mother and father. It doesn't say love them. It doesn't have to like them, but just honor them because you're standing in their shoes. Because you look at your mother and father who are cruel to you. One was too nice and one was too rotten. That's it. It could be your mother that was wicked, or your mother that was a peaser and intimidated your father until he blew his brains out. It happens. But it happens in much more subtle ways. I'll give you one. I'll give you the Gabby one. And the Gabby one is like this. A little girl calls me. I have to repeat this in every program. He says, Grandpa Roy, is it okay if my grandmother, I say no to my grandmother, she wants to give me some gifts. Feel the pull? He says, yes, I feel the pull. I said, can you stand your ground if she throws your gifts in the garbage can and runs away and gets angry with you? Can you say, can you? Yes, she says, yes. And I'll tell you what happens then.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now I finished the Gabby, I forget the name now. Yeah, it's not Gabby, but it's, I can't remember the name all of a sudden. It's just one of those things. Anyway, she says, so it's okay to say no to my grandma. And when she wants to give me a gift, I said, do you feel the pull? Yes, I feel the pull. And she feels it. And maybe it's the only time you ever feel that, because after that, all the pulls don't get noticed. You're getting pulled along all the time and not knowing it. But she's at the stage where she still has common sense and I can help to preserve it. I said, do you think you're not, can you say to your mother, no, thank you, and know that she's going to throw everything in the garbage can and run away in a fit of anger? Can you stand that? She says, yes, I can. Not be angry with her? Yes, I can, Grandpa. And she did it. But now, if culture would come in, and mother says to Gabby, I can't remember her first name, it's terrible that way. You know, I get old, you can't help it. Forgive me. But if mother says, oh, my dear, don't hurt your mother's feelings. You know, she loves you. She wants to give you something. See, that's culture. And then say goodbye to that child. That's how simple it is. It doesn't take much to screw a child, dear ladies and gentlemen. And this program can help you not only help to understand you yourself, see, but to free your child to grow unfolding like a flower and to respect you for being respectable, for having in advance what she has as she enters the world. You don't put your will on her. You don't be angry with her. You don't fight with your husband about things, but you're gracious to him and he must be gracious to you. There is that happening. Grace is a gift. Grace is forever. And so I have been given a gift to give to you. It is no charge. It's called a 7-minute meditation. And you can go to antidoteforall.com and download it on your iPhone and the other one. Forget the other one. What is your iPhone? What's the other one, David? Android. Is that right? Nobody there. All right. You know, they're shorthanded tonight. So, or you can go to my website, fhu.com, and download Antidote for All, or the 7-minute meditation. Antidote for All is a website with only that on it. He said, antidoteforall.com is, it doesn't have anything else, except you want to scroll down and go to the next level, which you might not need.
By the way, I'd like to just add that it's a very nice looking website for people who have never heard of you before.
Yes.
If they have a friend who they want to help, and they could just go to antidoteforall.com. And it's really nicely, beautifully done, and it doesn't have any kind of agenda. It's just there to help people.
I like that. keep going.
Well, I mean, I'm helping, you know, with doing some voice work for some of the intros, and I always look at the websites as they're changing. And the website, just this antidoteforall.com, it's as professional as any of the top 10 professional websites in the world, the way that it appeals to people and the way that it's structured. So for people who are unsure how their friends will react, I think this is a perfect place to send their friends or family, people that they care about.
You know, I want to say something to you, that this 7-minute meditation, which is free, and nothing expected, there's a place to put donation if you want to give it, that's all. And there's no words. But if you do this, and let me warn you, if you're a liberal and you're confused that because that's your programming, and if you're a Christian, which is programming, and so you really neither one of you can see where you're going. See, you could programming isn't, you can't have spiritualness of programming. You got the programming from the world and from the authority of your authorities, or the authorities is some angelic something within you showing you the way forever. In other words, you know why you know without knowing why you know, and how else would you do it? It's so natural and beautiful, and what a world that would be. And so that's all. If you want that, then you find all your sicknesses disappearing. And the person that appeared to you in Christmas in 2,000 years ago, a little more than 2,000 years ago, that's what he did. He was just like I expect, different from all other people. That difference affected. He brought that difference into this world. And the people of this world, you know, are demoralized and subject to the powers that be. And the powers that be can only exist if this man doesn't, unless this man goes away, and the powers that be will perish. And I say the same thing in America. If I am that person, if I'm one of those representatives which helps you to be a representative, so you become an agent of change. So I'm not here to make you join my church. We're not that kind of people. We are a church in a sense, in the perfect sense, as it should have been in the scriptures, as every church should be. But churches are nothing else but dead places with idols. And that those idols, Jesus, an idol of Jesus, you should not worship, bow down to idols. And you make a picture of what you call God, and you light candles to him. What is the matter with you? Wake up. Hey, wake up. Wake up from your dreams, your sleep, from your sick culture, and become a real Christian or Jew. I don't know which it is, because they're mixed up. No, I'm not mixed up. I'm going to go home now. Go to my website, fhu.com. And 1 minute commercial, just please go to my website. And you go to the 7-minute meditation there or the other place. Just words in it. Go to that website, fhu.com, or antidoteforall.com, and do that meditation. There's no religious words in it. You're just going to cross a border and you're going to have a new boss. That's all. Be still and know him. Simple. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And we don't have many people in the office these days, so it's really better just go ahead and buy stuff and donate stuff. And because it's very difficult in a little town to find real people, so that's our problem. It's not that we can't afford it, but we can't find the right people. Thank you for listening to the program and support the program. Thank you.